it just looked, they looked like they'd been hurled.
Mm.
I mean that fuzz off of them.
Uh-huh.
It kind of peeled or something.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any cotton seed like we used to have.
They grind a lot of it now and make meal out
uh-huh.
of it. I guess they were doing that though at that time.
People, after they got through with picking cotton, they'd turn the cattle in there and they'd lick out the locks that was left, you know.
Mm.
And it seems like that would hurt them, I'd think now, if I had cotton wood, but they just loved that. And there was bowls, you know, that we didn't pick, they
uh-huh.
ate them.
Well, be darned. That does seem strange.
That's real good. Eat the burrs and all, you know.
Make you think it would plug them up.
No, you would think it wouldn't. Real nice.
How did you fill your keg that you had you kept your water in?
Well, we just poured in there.
Just took it right out to the pump, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Of course, yes, we had a pump on our way on the platform over, so
uh-huh.
we had a pump on it. And I pumped all the water in the summertime for all those cattle many a day.
Mm. What'd you carry it in?
What we pumped the water for the cattle?
Yeah.
Had a trough out there, and they drink it out of the trough, wooden trough.
Mm-hmm. What did you milk in?
Well, we just milked in metal buckets.
Mm-hmm.
We had a one-legged milk stool.
One-legged?
That was lots better. One leg was you could bend over any way you want to.
Yeah, I guess so. As long as that one leg could stay put.
Yes.
Did you use a round milk bucket or an oval shape one?
I was just round. Ours was always just round milk bucket. And we had metal strainers in those days, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you put your garbage in, if you had anything left over at the table?
Well, we fed that to the... Well, we never bought dog feed in those days. We had hogs, you see, and things. We fed that. We had a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
Slop bucket. Always kept a slop bucket. We put our dishwater in a slop bucket, you know, too. Saved our dishwater.
That was supposed to keep the worms down.
I don't know,
okay.
But then the hogs liked it.
Yeah.
We carry it down, pour it in the hog trough, those
mm-hmm.
wooden hog troughs. Yeah, we had a slop bucket. In our milk bucket, we had an old wagon wheel up on something, and we would wash those milk buckets out real good with soap and scald them, and then put them out there to sun on that wagon wheel during the day.
Hmm.
Get it out south of the house.
And just let the air circulate.
Yes,
huh?
And the sunshine on it. And then, cream separator. After we married, we had a cream separator we got from Sears and Roebuck. Old economy separator, and I'd set it out there sun during the day too after
mm-hmm.
washing. And we didn't know what Clorox and chlorine and those things were in those days. We just had lye soap, you know.
Yeah, and ultraviolet light.
Yeah.
Did you use any wooden buckets or wooden pails for anything?
We had a wooden water bucket, cedar water bucket.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't ever have a gourd dipper. My mother had a gourd dipper at home.
Mm-hmm.
From a gourd, you know the dipper gourds?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose it's clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
I know she had that one, squatty one that she used for a salt cellar, she called it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung it up in the kitchen and we'd fill it with salt and we want salt in things. We didn't measure. So
just took a pinch, huh?
Yeah. I do that yet today.
Yeah.
And my daughter-in-laws, they have to measure them all with spoons.
Well, you get used to it and you measure them all right, but you measure with your fingers and not your eyes.
I don't know, they say that